Death on Demand, written by Paul Thomas and read by David Tredinnick. Lily White managed a weak smile.
Good point. We'll come to my conscience shortly. I don't think you'll leave here feeling you've wasted an afternoon, but could you do me a favour before we get down to business? Why were you so sure I killed my wife?
Instinct? Experience? Process of elimination?
Once you take away the baby bashers and the psychos out of their tiny minds on drugs or booze, most murders boil down to sex or money. If a marriage is made in heaven, neither of those things comes into it. If it isn't, one or the other or both generally do.
He paused.
Okay. A man who's used to getting away with things has a rich wife. He likes the rich part, but she doesn't do it for him anymore. So he gets rid of her, making it look like an accident. Gets the money all to himself and, after a decent interval, moves the girlfriend into the master bedroom. That's pretty much how it went down, right?
But the outcome doesn't prove the theory, said Lily White. If Joyce had died of natural causes, I still would have got all the money and ended up with someone else.
Who said anything about proof? I didn't have any proof. That's why the investigation got canned.
Come back to the key question. Were you happily married? Your wife's friends thought so because that's how your wife saw it, or chose to see it, and they got her version. Your mates said all the right things, but I've been lied to by experts. A couple of them who tried to tell me it was all sweetness and light sounded like they'd learned the lines off by heart. Why would they have to do that? The truth should speak for itself. I've also had to deal with people who've had someone precious just vanish from their lives. Grief is a hard act, and you didn't ring true.